Good morning, good morning. I guess it is maybe even a little late, 9:21. So time for our hymn sing. Thank you everyone for being here this morning, and thank you for those of you joining us on Zoom for our hymn sing. I walked through and saw a few people with hymns ready. Does Mary have a request? 310. He lives. And can we sing verses 1 and 3? Is that okay? 1 and 3 of 310, He lives. Think down in front, yes. 308. Thine be the glory, verses 1 and 3. That's number 308. Thank you. Do I see another hand for a, yes, Dina? 451, 451. Be Thou My Vision, 451, verses 1 and 2 of 451. Time for one more. Yes, Susan. 710. Okay, we're going to number 710, Faith of Our Fathers, 710, verses 1 and 3, okay? 1 and 3, 710. Everyone for joining us for Hymn Sing. We will now continue with our worship service.
Thank you.
That's beautiful, Diane. Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, the House of Faith. It's wonderful to have you all here. And welcome, of course, everyone who's joined us on Zoom. For those of you in the sanctuary, we would ask that you please sign in the red pew pads. And welcome to our visitors. If we have visitors today, please, you can include contact information in the pew pad as well. There are also blue prayer cards in the pews in front of you in the little slots there. And if you have joys or concerns that you would like to share, please go ahead and include that information and drop it into the offering plate at the back of the church. Of course, after our service, we invite everyone to join us across the way for coffee and fellowship. And I think we do have announcements, of course. We'll start with our happy birthdays for October. I guess we're kind of in the middle of October, but we do have some folks here today that are having October birthdays, so please make sure and greet all of them and wish them a happy birthday this month. The newsletter is in the narthex, and of course, if you would rather get the digital version and save paper, just let the church office know, and they can email it to you instead. And of course, we are and have been the cereal church still, so if you are in the habit of bringing cereal, please be sure and do that and put it in the back there, and it gets taken to ICSC. And of course, if you're like me and can never seem to remember to buy extra cereal, just buy a script card, and then you can also donate that amount of groceries to the ICSC as well. They can shop with that. And of course, pastors having another lunch. It is October 18th at noon at Legend 8 in Cala Mesa, $15. Please make sure and sign up. There's a sign-up sheet in the fellowship hall.
This Wednesday.
It's this Wednesday, right?
Yes.
This Wednesday. And if you were here a few Sundays ago, Stephen announced that he is looking for clothing donations, especially for adult males. He said mostly male clothing. And of course, no dressy clothes or swimsuits or things like that, right? But they do need slippers, flip-flops, sneakers, and t-shirts and casual shirts. You can see the list there. And just bring them to church, and Stephen will make sure that those donations get to the folks that need them. And of course, we are still having free Saturday movies. On November 4th at 11 is the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. And Susan shared that she thought it was a great book. I haven't read the book or seen the movie, but it sounds very interesting. So that's November 4th at 11. And our Hearts Grow program, the second and fourth Sundays, children can come before the sermon and stay to the end of fellowship. And that's right across the way in the children's church room. And I believe our final announcement is to bring your filled Samaritan's Purse Christmas shoeboxes back. That way, if we have them back in October, it gives us time to check the contents and make sure they're ready to ship out on November 5th.
Deb, do you know how many boxes we have collected so far?
Okay, so Deb's saying, if you couldn't hear her, there were 100 total boxes and they all got taken, but we need all 100 of them back. So please make sure if you took one to bring it back. So thank you everybody who did.
We have quite a bit already in the office. It's like piling up.
Okay, so yes. They're piling up in the office. Good, good. All right. Anything else? Okay, then if at this time, would you please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. Today's call to worship is from Psalm 86. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you.
When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me.
For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God.
Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness.
And now please join in the hymn, How Great Thou Art. Passing of the peace. So before you sit down, please share the peace of God with your neighbors. Peace be with you.
Hello, Helen. So good to see ya. And Jude and Joyce. And we have someone by the name Walter, whoever that is. Welcome to our worship. Welcome, welcome. Let's see who else. No, that's it.
Thank you, everyone. Now for sharing of joys and concerns, Deb has the microphone, so please just raise your hand and she will be happy to help you.
Yesterday was a very long day. We went to go see my daughter who lives in Foothill Ranch. And I'm telling you, I never knew there were so many people on the freeway. It took us forever to get there. And then you get on the toll road and you don't have a so then you got to pay a ticket. Then coming home, it took us 2.5 hours. I said, where are all these people going? I said, please, God, if we park this car, I'll be happy. So I was thankful we made it home because it was very trying.
Glad you made it home, too.
And we're glad the Barwicks made it home. Welcome
yes.
back.
Well, you know, I don't actually recognize Dale. I think we have somebody new, look like Dale, and Dale, the real Dale is still up in Alaska, right?
I like his beard.
I know he ain't gonna say nothing about it, and I know that's a double negative, because he's a humble guy, but October's traditionally Pastor Appreciation Month, so I know we all appreciate Pastor Phillips. So,
really, that's a surprise.
Thank you for being
they,
you,
they
Pastor.
They look like a retired pastor, too.
Hi, this is Judy. And continued prayers for my brother, if you would. He's still very weak. He's getting around. He can cook for himself a little bit, but he still has to do his little laps with the walker and trying to get strength. And then the other thing I'd like prayers for is I announced that I'm going to be a grandmother. But Janae has had a whole lot of sonograms, ultrasounds, what have you, and there is a problem with a kidney for this baby. It's not developing as it should, but it could completely develop. So prayers for that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, you have a great...
We'd like to welcome Jim and Carolyn Manlow.
Yes, Carolyn has a great news to share.
Would you like to share?
Yes, absolutely.
As of Friday, I'm cancer-free after 9 months of chemotherapy and a lot of sickness. So we're thankful.
Yes. Praise the Lord for that.
And I'd like to ask for prayers for Bianca Forte because they were going to take her in yesterday and induce her a little bit early because the baby is very large. And they didn't have a bed for her, so now she's waiting. So
She's in?
Okay, great. She's in, so prayers for a successful delivery for Bianca and her little girl.
Very nice.
Anybody else in the sanctuary? Anybody on Zoom, please raise your hand and unmute.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. If you would now please join in our unison prayer.
I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. Let us continue our prayers in silence, remembering all the loved ones that God has placed in our life circle. Let us remember the people of Palestine and Israel, that this war may cease, and people in Ukraine also who are suffering from this aggression, and many others. And let us lift up our unspoken prayers as well. Dear Lord Jesus, as we look at what is going on in the world, our hearts are troubled, and we often question when and where we can find your peace. But Lord, once more, we acknowledge your presence in our lives, in the midst of our troubles. We acknowledge your power. You have the power to transform us individually, transform the circumstances in the world. We know your sovereign will. We may not understand your will, O Lord. And we often question and even we come and challenge your will sometimes, O Lord. We humbly acknowledge, because we are lack of understanding and knowledge. We do not fully comprehend your will in our lives. We even question if you are involved in our lives sometimes, O Lord. So we acknowledge our weakness. We acknowledge that we sometimes doubt. But, O Lord, above all, you are our sovereign God. With your power and might, you came into our lives, and you have led our lives according to your will, and you have used us to fulfill your will. So this is our time of confession, acknowledging that you are our God. You have the full control over our life's affairs and affairs of this world. So even with these questions, lingering questions in our hearts, we submit ourselves to you, O Lord, because we are your people. We are your disciples. We lift up our prayers for all the loved ones that you have placed in our hearts and in our life. And we pray to you, O Lord, that you will continue to manifest your presence in their lives so that they too may humbly submit themselves to your will and to your plan, for you have the perfect knowledge of us, and you have the most wonderful plan for our lives. And as we do that, O Lord, as we yield to you, yield to your will, we can find peace that we cannot find in this troubled world. So, Lord, give us the faith that we may have this complete trust in you and in your will. So, Lord, we lift up our prayers for ourselves, for our loved ones, and for all those people in this troubled world. And may we together find your peace and still be able to confess that you are our sovereign God. So to you, O Lord, we submit ourselves once more and pray that you continue to use us in all the places that you have put us, that we may continue to glorify you, O Lord. So as we come to you in this hour of prayer, we now join our hearts praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now it's time for Young at Hearts.
Today's story is, What is God Like? Written by Rachel Held Evans and Matthew Paul Turner. Illustrations by Ying Hui Tan. What is God like? That's a very big question. One that people from places all around the world have wondered about since the beginning of time. And while nobody has seen all of God, because God is far too big for any of us to fully see, we can know what God is like. God is like an eagle, sharp-eyed and swift, with wings so wide you can play under their shadows. God is like a river, constant and life-giving. When you grow near God, you'll sprout up strong as a tree. God is like the stars, forever present and bright. Even when they feel far away, you can always look up and see them winking at you. God is like a shepherd, brave and good, a protector who loves her sheep so much that she watches over all of them and knows each of their names by heart. God is like a fort, strong and secure with walls that are mighty and safe. Inside, there are hidden places to hold you when you're scared or need a quiet place to rest. God is like a gardener, patient and nurturing. God plants, waters, weeds, and fertilizes the earth until every good thing on it seeks the nourishing sun and grows. God is like the flame of a candle, warm and inviting. With God close by, you can look to the light and see through the darkest of nights. God is like the wind, passionate and full of mystery. God is both here and mysteriously also over there. God is everywhere, swirling through the world, whistling across mountain ranges, rustling through trees, and pressing against your cheeks on a breezy day. God is like an artist, creative and unpredictable, always busy making and remaking everything brilliant and new. God is like a mother, strong and safe. You can crawl up into her lap whenever you want to, and she will hold you until you fall asleep. God is like a father, gentle and safe. He will put you on top of his shoulders to give you a bird's eye view of all creation. God is like three dancers, graceful and precise. They move to the same music in very different ways, showcasing all of God's elegance and rhythm in your life. God is like a rainbow, vivid and full of color, a dazzling reminder of promise and hope for all people after a storm. God is like a best friend, faithful and true, closer to you even than your brothers or sisters. And because we know what God is like, we know that God is kind, God is forgiving, God is slow to get angry, God is quick to be glad, God is happy when you tell the truth and sad when things are unfair. She is your protector. He is trustworthy. They are friends when you feel alone. God hopes. God perseveres. What is God like? That is a very big question, one that people from places all around the world throughout all time have answered in many different ways. Keep searching, keep wondering, keep learning about God. But whenever you aren't sure what God is like, think about what makes you feel safe, what makes you feel brave, and what makes you feel loved. That's what God is like. The end. God is so much more than we can possibly imagine, yet he is the breath and life inside of us. May we always appreciate God's powerful mystery and be aware of his presence. Amen.
Thank you, Deb. If you would now please join in our hymn, Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart. We'll sing verses 1 through 3. It's number 500. Now time for our scripture reading, and today's reading comes from John 14, verses 1 through 13. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whosoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So good to see you all. I pray that you will get to hear the word of God, get to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, and receive the spiritual nourishment that we all need this morning as we worship together. A little old lady tried to phone her local bank, but was put through instead to the bank's call center in India. "Is this the Main Street branch?" she asked. "No, ma'am," replied the voice at the other end. "It is now company policy to deal with telephone calls centrally." "Well, I really need to speak to the branch," said the old lady. "Ma'am, if you just let me know your query, I'm sure I can help you." "I don't think you can, young man. I need to speak to the branch." The call center operator was adamant. "There's nothing that the branch can help you with that I can't be dealt with by me." "Very well then," sighed the old lady. "Can you just check on the counter? Did I leave my glasses behind when I came in this morning?" "From India, yes, of course." "Some things in life are easy to figure out, but other things are not so easy. As you know, I have launched many church projects to tackle on my own. Some of you may think that I am very knowledgeable about how to fix things. I mean, Dale is here with me now. I rely upon Dale on so many things, and when he's not here, I rely on the online research and on prayer a lot. What is the most challenging subject or object to figure out in life? Many would agree that providing the existence of God would be it. God is invisible. God does not have any physical substance and cannot be detected by our five senses. Proving God's existence may seem unachievable. But people deep inside still ask this fundamental question: does God exist? In a way, this was Philip's question when he asked Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus' reply to Philip includes four basic methods anyone can use to figure out God's existence and experience Him. So let's look into the gospel lesson. Jesus said at the beginning of the chapter, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believing in God, believe also in me." Now relate this word of Jesus to Philip's request. Despite learning from Jesus directly as a disciple, Philip still had unanswered questions about whether God existed. Jesus said, believing in God and also in me. But to Philip, believing in Jesus is not the same as believing in God. So Jesus illustrated four practical ways to experience God. The first way is a personal experience of the living God through Jesus. How is it possible? God the Father and His Son Jesus are two different entities. God sent Jesus to be a sacrifice for redemption. Jesus prays to God for us, and God hears His prayer. But there is more. Jesus said to Philip, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." Jesus, in his prayer to God three chapters later in John's Gospel, repeated the same. "Father, we are one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you." God and Jesus are one in complete unity. Therefore, seeing Jesus is actually seeing God. Experiencing Jesus is the same as experiencing God. As the risen Christ appeared to Saul in blindingly bright light on the way to Damascus and transformed his life, Jesus meets individual believers in various forms. The personal encounter with Jesus is the foremost evidence of God's existence. The second one is the written word of God. Jesus said to Philip, "The word that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work." Jesus and God are one in complete agreement with each other in will. Jesus intended to fulfill all the prophecies in the Old Testament and lived and died according to God's word. In John 10:35, Jesus said, "The scripture cannot be broken." The scripture here means the Old Testament. In Matthew 5:17-18, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." The law and the prophet that Jesus mentioned are first two sections of the Old Testament. Torah, the law of Moses, were the first five books of the Testament. Nevi'im, the books of the prophet, and Ketuvim, the writing including Psalms, are three sections of the Old Testament. Taking initial those three, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, the Old Testament is called the Tanakh. Now, in Luke 24, Jesus mentioned three different sections of the Old Testament. Jesus appeared to the two disciples walking down to Emmaus, explained the scriptures to them. Jesus said, "Everything written about me in the law of Moses," that's the Torah, "the prophets," that's the Nevi'im, "and the Psalms," that's the Ketuvim, "must be fulfilled." He mentioned all three major sections of the Old Testament. Did Jesus know the Old Testament? Of course he did. A historical proof was the Septuagint, a Greek translation of the Old Testament from the original Hebrew. Septuagint was completed in the 2nd century BC, like 200 before Jesus was born. So when Jesus was born, the Septuagint was in circulation. Above and beyond this historical evidence, Jesus is the Word of God itself, according to John. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus not only had the complete knowledge of the Old Testament, but was the Word of God itself. Consequently, the life of Jesus in the four Gospels agrees with the Old Testament, so does the rest of the New Testament. So the whole book, Old Testament and the New Testament, is the Word of God. How do we know God exists? Through the written Word of God, which is in our possession. Thirdly, Jesus said to Philip, believe because of the works. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these. Jesus healed and performed many miracles during his public ministry. He still does the same through the Holy Spirit working among his people today. In this postmodern society, science and physics rule people's minds and leave no room to understand miracles. But it does not mean that miracles do not happen anymore. We see it happen in this sanctuary, right? The living God still works miracles and manifests his power and presence. Lastly, how do we know God exists? Jesus said to Philip, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. 1 John chapter 5 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Some people may regard prayer as coincidence. The fact of the matter is, there is no coincidence. Everything in the universe is run by cause and effect. If there is no cause, there is no effect. Biblically speaking, God has the total control over the universe and every human affair, and everything under the sun happens in the scope of God's sovereign will. Albert Einstein said this, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. So coincidence is not coincidence, according to Albert Einstein. It's God's way of remaining anonymous. We all know that our life does not run the way we want. Then what are the odds of what we pray to God actually happen? What are the odds if God does not exist? Zero. How many times have we received answers to our prayers? Well, can you count them? Countless times. Chances to receive answers to our prayers according to God's will is, Jesus said, 100%, solely because God lives. The four channels to prove God's existence are so plain that anyone can meet the living God. It does not require years of study and research. Any lay person can prove God through those simple tools, through the personal encounter, through the Word of God, through the prayers. through the miracle that we experience in our daily living. As Paul puts it, what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain. You know, meeting God, experiencing God, proving God is not so difficult. It is so plain. Paul continues, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, God may be invisible, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. You know, Chile is one of the astronomy capitals of the world, boasting three big-time observatories, including the Cerro Tololo Observatory with its five telescopes. Chile is the mecca of astronomers for several reasons. The sky is clear 85% of the time. The Cerro Tololo Observatory is about 7,200 feet above sea level in the Andean foothills, where there is less air to distort a telescope's view. The reason has a natural inversion layer that keeps the air at high altitude stable and the view better. Northern Chile is also directly under the Milky Way, so astronomers can peer into our galaxy for up to 8 hours a night, in contrast to 5 hours at observatories in Hawaii, which is the astronomy capital of the Northern Hemisphere. Geological locations like Northern Chile and Hawaii that offer a clearer view of the heavens are rare, very rare. Plus, operating gigantic lenses and advanced equipment to observe stars belong to qualified experts who have spent so many years of studying and researching. However, proving God, which could have been much harder than observing star, is so plain through Jesus, because God made it plain. We do not have to climb high up on the mountain to see God. God came down from glory high above the heavens and manifested himself in the humble earth through Jesus. We can meet God in our daily routine. He is deeply involved in our lives and works miracles to sustain us. The Bible in our possession testifies and proves God lives. God knows our weaknesses and repeatedly assures us of his love for us and his presence with us by answering our prayers. God is within just an arm's reach. So, why are we troubled? Only believing in God. Amen.
It's time for our tithes and offering. Just want to remind everybody to please bring those to the church office if you aren't coming to the sanctuary. And if you have them today, of course, you can place them in the offertory plate in the back. And thank you for your continued giving to the church. The title of the song that Diane and I are offering today is The Strength of the Lord. And I do try to enunciate my words when I sing, but I just want to make sure that I say this clearly. These are the words that made this song meaningful. It's the part of the chorus. It's not in trying, but in trusting. It's not in running, but in resting. And it's not in wondering, but in praying, that we find the strength of the Lord. So I hope that this touches you.
Hallelujah. the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose flower of leaves. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, as we give this offering unto you, we humbly acknowledge that you are our Savior. And with this offering, we express our love to you. We love you, Lord, for what you have done for us. And we want to commit ourselves to continue to carry out your will. So, Lord, receive this offering. Bless it, that it may be used to build your kingdom in this world today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And please join in our final hymn, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to just to rest upon his promise and to know, thus says the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him over and over. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, so sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Let us pray. Thank you so much, O Lord, for you have proved yourself, your presence, your existence, your love, your blessing, your guidance, your protection for each and every one of us over and over and over again. And we know that you will continue to do so until the very end. So may we continue to trust in your living presence and commit our whole being into your care and find peace in our soul by doing so. So send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Afraid, God will go with you each hour, every day. Oh, now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Oh, he will guide you in all you do. Oh, now in love, show you believe.
watching from above.